Sachen noch ein paar gedauert mich nachher. Schochen Archo Asar, Verachbo Chamishim. The Schochen, which is in the Hechel, that held the Lachm upon it. The length of the Schochen was 10 Tfachim. The Patek said that the length is 2 Amos. And this kind of hole that each Amos used in the Beit HaMikdash is 5 Tfachim. Verachbo Chamishim, the width of the Schochen is 5 Tfachim. And the Patek says, Amma Rachbo, the width is 1 Amma, and 1 Amma is 5 Tfachim. Lechem HaPanim, the Lechem HaPanim, which was put on the Shulchan, Orchan Asar, the length of each one of the Lechem HaPanim was 10 Tfachim. Barachban Chamishim, and the width of each one of the Lechem HaPanim was 5 Tfachim. Now how did we arrange the Lechem HaPanim on the Shulchan? The Mishnah tells us, Noisein Orcho Keneged Rachbo Shal Shulchan. We put the length of the Lechem HaPanim towards the width of the Shulchan. Obviously this would not fit at the length of the Lechem HaPanim with 10 Tfachim, while the width of the Shulchan is 5 Tfachim. We fold up on each side of the Lachma Panim 2.5 Tfachim. When it's baked, the dough is folded up on either side 2.5 Tfachim worth. So therefore, the length of the Lachma Panim after it's folded is only 5 Tfachim. Nimsa Orcho Memale Kol Rachbo Shal Shulchan Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So now that we fold it over each side so the length is only 5 Tfachim, when we put the length of the Lachma Panim towards the width of the Shulchan, it fills up the entire width according to Rabbi Yehuda. As the width of the Shulchan was 5 Tfachim, while the length of the Lechem HaPanim was also 5 Tfachim. Now the width of the Lechem HaPanim was 5 Tfachim, while the length of the Shulchan was 10 Tfachim, so therefore the length of the Shulchan was only taken up halfway by each Lechem HaPanim, so therefore we put one Lechem HaPanim on the same row right next to the other Lechem HaPanim, two Lechem HaPanim on each row, and the two Lechem HaPanim together take up the full length of the Shulchan. Rabbi Meir argues with Rabbi Yehuda. As Rabbi Meir holds, each Amma of the Beit HaMikdash was 6 Tfachim, not 5 Tfachim. So therefore, when the Torah said that the Shulchan was 2 Ammas long, that means that it was 12 Tfachim long. And when the Torah said that the Shulchan was 1 Amma wide, that means it was 6 Tfachim wide. Lechem HaPanim Orcho Asara V'Rachbo Chamishim. While by the Lechem HaPanim, Rabbi Meir agrees that it was 10 Tfachim long and 5 Tfachim wide. Notice in Orcho, Keneged Rachbo Shal Shulchan, the length of the Lechem HaPanim, according to Rabbi Meir, also was put toward the width of the Shulchan. The Kaifos B'chayim Mikan, Ut B'chayim Mikan. When the Lechem HaPanim was baked, it was folded up on either side, two Tfachim. So therefore, after it was baked, it was altogether six Tfachim long, which was perfect according to Rabbi Meir. Add the width of the Shulchan according to Rabbi Meir, it was six Tfachim, and since the length of the Lechem HaPanim was put to the width of the Shulchan, it fits snugly into the width of the Shulchan. While the length of the Shulchan was 12 Tfachim, according to Rabbi Meir, and the width of each lachem was 5 tfachim, so therefore, even if we put two lachems right next to each other on each row, it still only takes up 10 out of the 12 tfachim, or the length of the shulchan. So therefore it says, Utzbachayim Rebach Be'emsa, that there are two tfachim of space in between each one of the lachem hapanim. They should say, Hey, Aruach Menashebeth Be'nim, in order that there should be some air blowing in between the two lachems. As the lachem hapanim sat on the shulchan, Mishabbos L'Shabbos, for a week straight. And we don't want it to get stale, so therefore, there should be some space in between two Lechem HaPanim, according to Rabbi Meir. Now, even though, anyway, it was innate, that even though the Lechem HaPanim stayed on the Shulchan B'Shabbos L'Shabbos, it was just as hot when we took it off as it was when we put it on the Shulchan, and it stayed fresh the whole week. So therefore, why do we need some air in between them, since there, anyway, was innate? The answer is, in Sumchen, our innate. We try to minimize our reliance on innate, so therefore, we should set things up, but Derech HaTeva, that there should be some space in between the two Lechem HaPanim, according to Rabbi Meir. Abishol, I mean, some you know, in Shnei Bezichei Levoina Shal Lechem HaPanim. Abishol says we took advantage of the two Tfachim of space in between the two Lechem HaPanim to put down over there the two Bezichim that held the Levona. And on top of the Shulchan, we put the Levona together with the Lechem, and then we're marked as the Levona, and that allows the Kohanim to eat the Lechem HaPanim. Amrula, the Chachamim said to Abishol, Lalo Kvarnem, Avinasata Alam Arechez Levona Zaka. The Pasuk said that you should put on top of the merechev, on top of the rows of bread, the levona zaka, not on side of it, on top of it. Amar lahet, Abishol responded, "Ba'alav Barnemar, ba'alav Ma'ke Menashe." We have a different pasuk which says, "Ba'alav Ma'ke Menashe," and even though it says "al" over there, it means next to it. It doesn't mean on top. So too, when it says "Benasaka al hamerechev levona zaka," it doesn't mean on top of the merechev; it means on side of the merechev. So therefore, we put the bezicha levona on the side of the lechem upon him, according to Abishol. The Mishnah tells us exactly how the Lechem HaPanim was set up on the Shulchan. There were four golden poles next to the Shulchan. Each corner of the shulchan had a golden paw, which went from the ground and rose up high above the shulchan. Each one of the paws, on the upper part of the part of the paw that rose up above the shulchan, there were ledges. And on those ledges, they supported the kanim, the rods, that separated the lachma upon it. There were two paws next to one seder of bread, and two paws next to the other seder of bread. As the lachma upon it was set up in two rows, six bread in each row, one on top of the other. And each row was separated by kanim, by rods. The esrim ushmona kanim. There were 28 rods altogether that separated the lachma upon it. Each rod was like a half a rod that was hollowed out, meaning to say the rod didn't go all the way around. It was only half a rod. Arba asar l'seder zeh. Arba asar l'seder zeh. For each seder of lachma panim, there were two starm of lachma panim. Six lachma panim on each seder, one on top of the other. And 14 rods were needed to separate the six lachma panim on one side and the six lachma panim on the other side. At first, two lachma panim were put down on the shulchan itself. Then three kanim on both of those lachams were put, and then another lachm was put on top of that. Altogether, six lachams on either side, one on top of the other, with three kanim in between each lachm. So altogether, on either side, 14 kanim were needed. Now, even though there were five spaces in between the six lachms, so therefore, 15 kanim should be needed on either side. The answer is that in between the top lachm upon him and the one underneath it, only two kanim were put, as those two kanim only had to support the lachm on top of it. There were no more lachms on top of that, so only two kanim were needed altogether, 14 kanim on either side, 28 rods altogether. Lo sidar kanim velo nitilat v'docha es ha-shabbos. Neither the arrangement of the rods, putting the rods in between the lachim, nor the removal of the rods from between the lachim are docha shabbos, that those rods are muksa. Now the lachim upon them are removed and rearranged on Shabbos, and we cannot move those kanim on Shabbos. Elo nifnas me'er ha-shabbos. Instead, the kanim enter the heichon er ha-shabbos v'shomtom, and remove the rod from in between the lachma panim. While leaving the lachma panim there, now the lachma panim are mamish one on top of the other without any rods in between that left there until Shabbat. The nos number or chos shulchan, when we remove the rod, we put them to the length of the shulchan in between the two rows of bread. This is according to Rabbi Meir that there were two tefachim space in between each arrangement of bread. And then when we reset up the shulchan on Shabbat after we remove the previous week's lachma panim, we again put the lachma panim one on top of the other without any rods in between. And after Shabbos, Kohanim would come in and put the rods in between the lachma panim. Kohar kelim shahayu b'migdash orchon l'orcho shabayim. All the kelim that were in the Beit HaMikdash, such as the shulchan and the menorah, the length of the kelim was towards the length of the Beit HaMikdash, and the length of the Beit HaMikdash was from east to west. So all the kelim were set up from east to west. One exception, which was the aron inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, which was set up the width of the aron towards the length of the Beit HaMikdash. But that was the only exception. All the other kelim were set up east to west, like the length of the Beit HaMikdash.